we would like to remind you of a larger plan, one that is working its way out in the world and actually in you as well. When something has become overloaded with darkness, then after a while the darkness will fall, and the actual end product is that the light will rise. It is the walk in between the falling of the darkness and the rising of the light that is challenging if you are in the human condition. So be very careful that you do not give meaning to something that makes it more than the larger plan. You may look at one thing that is happening and say, and that is the indicator of the larger plan. We can guarantee you it is not. The larger plan is unrolling at a very, a swift pace. And when you are in your meditation, you can allow yourself to rise up and feel the level where all of that energy is coming together to make a better thing. It is very tempting because, of course, we all want to know. We want to know. We want to know now. We want to know about outcomes. We want to know many things that we cannot know now. But to contemplate in your meditations far, far higher perhaps than you have been, the place where the universe is painting this canvas that changes everything. And so that you can have faith in that and say, I will not get caught on the details of this. I will not even get caught on something that frightens me. I will remember my value, and I will remember that the universe is painting this canvas. And I will not question each color, each choice, each motion. I am going to wait in the light of love, with love for myself, and understanding that I am going to be an important part of this canvas. We do not know where yet, but we do know that this new canvas is being painted. Now, what we want you to notice is what it is that draws you that is fearful. We say notice, not focus, simply notice. Because if you are noticing something fearful, it is probably getting more of your energy than is actually healthy. So we want you to keep that in mind. It's like, I see this, I see how it is going, but if it is not good for me to focus here, I simply will not do that. I will go back into myself and remember that I am a part of this great thing that is being created. And I will do my best not to be afraid about my place and not to be afraid about what the universe is creating now, but to be as gentle with ourselves as we can be, as patient, a very challenging thing in this time, we know. But these are our tools. We are going to be focused on our own value, knowledgeable in the sense that we know the universe is doing a very big and beautiful thing, that the outcome will be light. But it may not be, it is not a smooth transition. So we will not focus on the bumps. They are not the final painting. We will focus on our own worth. We will focus on what we love. We will focus on the people we love. This is a time, it is such an irony in a way, that in the midst of what is going on, your great protector is your ability to love. And keeping that in mind as we move forward, we want to say to you that there is information to be gathered. Good information is information about what you love. Other information is still information, but it is not so good. When you find that you are focused on a fear, we have fear, we do, but the focus on it locks it into a belief system in our body. And that is really not what we want to be taking forward with us. As the light becomes clearer, and as things become more loving and more filled out and more vibrant and full of life, we want to be able to be vibrant and loving and full of life as well. So anytime you are able to find that moment in yourself, we know there are other moments, but when you can find that profound appreciation of your own creation and your deep appreciation of your ability to love and be loved, then you are preparing yourself for the new world. And that is indeed a beautiful thing. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, peace goes. Feel a warm rain falling, and let that warm rain fall around the outside of your body. Give your anxiety and your worry and your frustrations to that rain, and feel that rain washing them away from you. Feel it flowing down your back, down through your head and your thoughts, warm, gentle rain. Begin to feel a strong energy, an energy of grounding, an energy of creation coming up from the earth. And feel that grounded energy come into your root center. And allow your root to begin feeling for what you want to create, even without the information. Preparing that center so that when it is time for you to create, that center will support you. And feel the grounded energy come into the second center and displace judgment and shame, which has no place in the painting that is currently being painted. Feel the beauty of that waterfall that allows you to experience everything and still allow it to be washed away when you no longer need it. Feel the grounding energy come into your solar plexus and make a field where you can ground the emotions of joy, the emotions of gratitude, and feel that center displacing the other emotions and making a place for the emotions that are good for you. And feel the grounding energy come into your heart and become a part of your garden, so that it is bringing rich soil and new power into your heart center. And feel the joy of your heart for this reinforcement from the earth. And bring the grounding energy into your throat. And feel the blessing of knowing that what you speak is grounded in loving kindness and truth and mercy. Feel the grounding energy come up and into your third eye. And let the grounding energy make a solid base for your intuitive powers, helping you to trust what you know, to trust what you feel. And feel the grounding energy come up and into the crown. And let the grounding energy open your crown to receive the energy of the universe, so that the two energies move together in your body to make a power you have not had before. Feel the golden light above your crown, pouring like liquid gold into your body, into your thoughts, your third eye, your throat, turning your garden golden and bright, and your emotions higher and better for you. Your second center, comfortable and happy, knowing that that center will move through anything that you do not wish to keep. Feel the golden light flow into your root to join with the grounded energy of the earth. And feel that capacity for creating what is coming next for all of us. So heaven and earth bless your meditation and join forces to bring you strength and wisdom, healing, and power. And see from your heart that there is a road that moves upward. And let your energy follow that road, moving higher and higher. And come to a place where there is a silver lake, and the mother's love is all around and through that lake. And allow yourself to feel her presence and her support and her touch. And And as you watch the silver lake, see that a gift or a symbol comes up. And resting your mind, allow yourself to know the gift that is for you at this beautiful level. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, bring your attention back into your heart center. Breathe into the heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.